Hello, hello, hello. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to another week, episode 7, I believe, of Wounded to Wonderful with yours truly, Angie McDonald. I'm excited. I'm grateful. Another week, another idea, another thought, another chance to give you some empowerment, encouragement, strategy, and just the drive to heal, grow, and discover and grow from wounded to wonderful. Today's going to be a very brief talk, but it's going to be one worthwhile listening to, as all the others. And it's just about letting you know that it's not all bad. Of course, you might be asking, what do you mean it's not all bad? Well, anything we might go through, anything we might encounter or face, whether it be good, bad, ugly, or indifferent, it's not all bad. And when I say this, it helps me. That has helped me over time to understand that certain things come along to give us insight, wisdom, resilience, and the know-how for the next go around. So letting you know today, if you've hit some bumps in the road and you didn't like how it made you feel, how it made, you know, how things turned out not in your favor, I'm just here to remind you today, it's not all bad. So I'm glad you're here with me today. I'm glad you're listening wherever you may be, iTunes, Spotify, Google, CastBox, Breaker, wherever you may be, Anchor FM. I'm just happy that you're here with me today so I can just give you some tidbits on letting you know that it's not all bad. So as we begin, I'm just going to start off with a few quotes, two actually, that really speaks to me, letting me know that it's not all bad. So the first quote that I've always had, and it's a part of my book, it's in one of the intros of my book, Wounded to Wonderful, Seven Affirmations, and it goes as this: hardships often prepare ordinary people for an extraordinary destiny. And that's by the great C.S. Lewis. Again, hardships often prepare ordinary people for an extraordinary destiny. And that lets me know, whatever we may face that might be, that looks or has the look or feel of a setback or disappointment, it's a setup for an extraordinary destiny. The other one is, with the application of information and knowledge, you wouldn't even need money. And that's by Tudor Bismarck. He's a great pastor and economic genius when it comes to building people of faith with the know-how and the economic drive to be fruitful and prosperous in their endeavors. So with the application of information and knowledge, you wouldn't even need money. And how would you gain this application of knowledge and information? Sometimes it's through those experiences that money can't buy. It's through those hardships, it's through those challenges that causes our minds to be put at work and our creativity and our agility to be able to say, okay, I'm in this situation. What can I do, or what am I gifted in? What are my strengths to ensure that I get out of this situation and never return to it? So letting you know today that it's not all bad, that we are endowed with certain gifts, certain hidden talents, deep-rooted gems of just amazing goodness, that at times it takes a little pruning, a little digging, a little being hit with sandpaper and, you know, left-field situations in order for that thing to come up and to arise and be put to use and to create the wealth of knowledge, the wealth of resources, and just a life of better and more that we all need. And I can say this with all certainty and with all conviction that it's not all bad. I can definitely attest to the fact of me losing everything. I would say everything. Thankfully, I was able to keep some clothes and maybe a TV and a few utensils. But losing everything 10 years ago in my transition into widowhood and relocation really let me know that it's not all bad. Yes, the situation was horrible. Having to bury a spouse, having to now raise a 2-month-old and a 2-year-old pretty much single-handedly. Yes, that felt bad. It didn't feel good at all. I didn't find any joy in it, but it was not all bad. Why, you may ask? Because it gave me the tools, the know-how, the knowledge, the empathy, the strength, the dignity to say that if this happens to me and I'm able, even with all the bumps and bruises and the mistakes that I've made, to still rise above and be able to be a representative of hope to not only my children, but to other mothers and women, or even men who've lost their spouses, that life can continue, that those hard bumps and bruises can actually tell a story, that if I can do it, then it's not all bad. So I want you to turn the mirror, take a look, revisit the scars, revisit the hardships, the different extraordinary experiences that you may have encountered. Yes, it did. I can guarantee it did not make you feel good at the time. You did not enjoy it. But looking back in retrospect, can you now look back and smile with reassurance that it has taught you and it has matured you and has allowed you to grow from a level that you never expected to have ascertained? Can you see that and now see that it was not all bad? So today, I want you to take this brief talk, this brief power talk, replay it as much as you can, and just find the things that you thought were so bad, so horrendous, so unbearable, and find out what it has taught you and how it has made you into the person better than you were before, stronger than you were before, wiser than you were before, and how that now you can be that pinnacle of light, hope, inspiration, you know, to someone else. I look at, you know, my favorite person of all time, Jesus Christ, and what he has endured in a very short amount of time, in 33 years, and 3 of those were the intense years of his ministry and life, where he took on a responsibility to bring hope and revolution to a world that was losing its sight of what humanity was all about. And he came with the sole intention to not eradicate what was there before, but to make it better. To not let people feel as if, you know, there's hope, that hope is all is lost. But he came to restore hope to a hopeless generation. And he came and did the unusual things. Things that seemed out of the norm, out of the religious rites at times. But he was letting people know that it was not all bad, because he intentionally chose a path of humility, of at times walking alone, of a lifestyle that was million times beneath his ranking as, you know, majesty and King of Kings. But he took that walk intentionally to let people know that even in what we would consider below our means or a humble beginning, that it is not all bad, because it builds character, it builds integrity, it allows you to meet and connect with people who feel like as if there's no one out there to meet or connect with them, or make them feel valued, loved, supported, or even wanted. And I appreciate the fact that he took that route, because he connected with people that felt so disconnected from society, that because of where they lived or what they had or didn't have, excluded them from the opportunity of having a better life, of experiencing hope, of experiencing joy and healing. So for those of us who may be in a situation where we're not yet where we want to be, look at your surroundings now and see how you can be that glimmer of hope, even in your own attempt to, and your own strive to make things better for yourself. Allow your light to shine so that they can see your good works and understand that it is not all bad. All right. So I want you to have a great, great rest of your week. Make it an amazing one. Look at those things that we thought were bad and see the glimmer of hope in all of them. This is yours truly, Angie McDonald, Wounded to Wonderful. And of course, I am your coach and consulting specialist. I'm your coach for Wounded to Wonderful Coaching and for consulting services for your nonprofit, faith-based, and community initiatives. I am here to provide empowerment strategies, workshops, facilitations, and in-house strategy building techniques. Of course, you can always reach me. You can email me, angie@woundedtowonderful.com, using the number 2. You can find me on Instagram. I am Angie McDonald. Also, you can find me at Wounded to Wonderful Coaching on Instagram. Facebook, just type in my name, Angie McDonald. I'm there. You'll see my picture with my husband. And also LinkedIn, Angie McDonald, or type in the search, Mrs. Angie McDonald. You can always reach me. Visit my website, woundedtowonderful.com. Get a copy of my book, 7 Affirmations Towards Healing and Growth, for that growth experience. And as always, I'm here with you, new episode every Friday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, on all major podcast platforms and growing. I'll notify you when new ones are available. But as of right now, out of the 9 that I can remember, I'm on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcast, CastBox, Breaker. I forgot the rest. But definitely those are the main ones you can catch me on. Oh, and Anchor.com, Anchor FM. You can reach me there. But I want to see you heal, grow, discover, and grow from wounded to wonderful. It's been a pleasure chatting with you today. Catch you next week. Goodbye.